Sports on Tap is brought to you by GoToPro Plumbing, Land and Sea Motorsports, On the Bay Customs Boutique and Cafe.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
I don't know what we're yelling about!
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice.
Loud noises!
Not a game.
This is the first time in my life I'm glad I'm here.
We talking about practice, man.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
65.
63.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
We are tonight's entertainment.
We're here to fuck shit up.
Sports the way it should be. Nothing sugar-coated, we're loaded with all the information you wanted. From legends to prospects, nothing's off-limits. Chris and Joe be taking on all topics, with no stopping. They keep it rolling and going and bar-hopping at a rate that's hard-stopping. With news that's jaw-dropping, they're getting it in. Sports Center competition, man, they're getting it to win. This ain't a fluke, from Carolina to Duke, from MSU to Michigan. You'll know if you listening and you ain't, you missing it. All the excitement, they shock like a thundercloud and ride with lightning. Get it together, you know ain't nobody better. Bring heat than cold weather, you better put on a sweater. You better just let it go and all come and attack. Sit back, relax, let's tumble with salt tack.
We'll do it live, fuck it!
I'm about to offend a lot of people.
You can't let that shit happen. You can't.
Welcome to this week's edition of Sports on Tap. I am Chris Scott alongside Frank Gigata and Joe Waddell. Gentlemen, how are we?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic.
I'm all right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm all right.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Is it fine or is the flames all coming up around the chair and it's fine?
It's a slow burn right now. But after Michigan winning last night, we're all right. In a game that, honestly, the start of that game, I was like, oh, shit. They might be in trouble. But that just shows their mentality, though.
Yeah.
Like,
there was times in the second half where I thought it was getting out of hand, too.
Right.
I mean, there were several occasions in that game where I thought,
yeah,
this doesn't look good.
No, but again, that's Michigan showed that they are champions of the Big Ten. Sorry, idiot Illinois fans. And I hope you fuckers enjoyed that shit from your fucking couch, you fucking losers. Sorry, that just still irritates me.
Does that grind your gears?
It really does fucking grind my gears.
That really grinds my gears.
that's what a championship team fucking does. They go out and they handle their fucking business, even when they get down a little bit early in the game. They don't get their ass kicked by Loyola and Sister Jean. Fucking losers.
Speaking of grinds my gears, am I the only person that's annoyed by Sister Jean?
I'm not annoyed by it yet.
I can't.
I was going to say, it hasn't been done like it was the last
time. Oh, yeah. I don't think it'll get to that level.
It hasn't been overdone like it was last time, but I still, they still show her a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's a fantastic woman. She might even be saintly. I don't know. She just annoys me. And she really does.
That's fair.
And it's the media annoys me with shoving her down our throats. It's just stop.
So, but this is why I'm not annoyed with her, is because it's not her fault. It's the media's fault.
I know, but it's I'm a horrible person. We've discussed this.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with it.
I'm annoyed by her at this point because the media is shoving her down our throat. Like, right. You're complaining
about a nun right now. You're on your own.
Yeah, I know.
I just
every time I see her, I roll my eyes and I just go, oh God.
I mean, I can see it from your point of view, how it would be a bit excessive.
Yeah, 100%.
I can see that. But again, it's not her fault. Like, I can't crush her for it. You know, it's CBS and ESPN and all these other outlets that are literally, you know, just putting her right in your face. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't get away. And, you know, I get it, but
I haven't really had the opportunity to be annoyed by her yet, so.
That's fair.
I really can't play into that either way.
And plus, I already lived through it, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay. Well,
I was annoyed by it back then, and I'm annoyed by it now.
I was 100% annoyed by it back then. Because it was just like, all right, we get it, man. Enough.
Yeah, we fucking get it.
I was like, yeah, they're winning. Yeah, they're winning because they're a good team and they have a good coach. Does she help? Who knows? I'm not going to say yes. I can neither confirm nor deny that. But I mean,
I can confirm she has she has no relevance when it comes to NCAA basketball.
But yeah, a few years ago, yeah, I was just like, God, enough. Like we get it. Okay, cool, man. It's a cool story, but now it's just getting just overworked.
Yeah, but the cool story is over with. The cool story was last time around.
Exactly. Now it's just kind of like, okay. But I guess that's why it doesn't really annoy me this
time is
around.
Another reason I'm a bad person. I didn't even think it was a cool story back then. I was annoyed as shit then, too. I'm like, it's not a fucking cool story. I don't care. I don't care. Get her off my TV.
Do nuns make you uncomfortable, Joe?
No, it's just, it doesn't, it has nothing to do with what I'm trying to watch on TV.
Do you sit there and like burst into flames when you're watching a nun on television?
I maybe I should at this point. I don't know. I feel like an awful person, but I'm trying to watch NCAA basketball. I'm trying to watch March Madness. I don't need a nun on my TV. I don't care to see that. She has no relevance in what I'm watching. Just do away with her. Go put her on the sideline and just let her sit there and stare off into the fucking distance. I don't really give a shit.
All right, then.
I would ask you to tell us how you really feel.
I was going
to
say, how do you really feel about it?
I mean, she's 101 years old. You probably don't even know what's going on.
Hey, we got 53 minutes still to go. You can keep bitching about Mary, Sister Mary Jean or whatever her name. Like, you can just keep going on it.
I mean, yeah.
And we have if this really makes you feel that upset, like, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
But
I'm over it now.
getting away from it. Sister Jean for a minute. Honestly, this tournament, besides the Big Ten's lack of a good showing, dude, is that an overrated conference or just like bad? Just bad.
It's
showing,
always
period?
Been an overrated conference.
Holy shit! Because like when they play each other, they beat the daylights out of each other during the regular season, and they look like the majority of the teams look like world beaters. And then they come in and play anybody else outside the Big Ten, and they get their asses kicked.
Well, I think what it is that. You could only play your conference, right? So
yeah.
In playing each other back and forth, they looked great.
Right.
Right. But your only level of competition was your conference. So when you get out there and you start playing other levels of competition, other conferences, right. You kind of see, I mean, maybe the Big Ten wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
Maybe not. I just can't believe out of nine teams, there's only one standing. Out of the nine teams that made the tournament,
I'm happy with the one that
I am as well.
I think the only ones that really surprised me are Illinois and Ohio State,
and the one that didn't make the tournament. Wah, wah.
I'm sorry. Again, the only one that surprises me.
Technically, they did make the tournament.
I don't count the first four as making the tournament.
Neither do I.
I don't.
But there's a lot of people. I was just saying technically because there's a lot of people that do count that. I agree with you. I don't count the play-in games.
I don't count the play-in game. Sorry.
I don't know enough about it. And when it comes down to the 11 versus 11.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I should or shouldn't count that. Because you were out as an 11 seed, but 12, 13, 14, 15 were all still there. So
yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
I don't know how to look at it. But at the end of the day, if you lose in the first round, you might as well not even play in the tournament.
Well, and I'll be honest with you. Was Michigan State really an 11 seed? I mean, weren't they just going off of their past reputation and Izzo? Because
they're an 11 seed in the same way the football top 10 is always the football top 10 before the season starts.
Now, I will say this. Can we kill the January, February Izzo thing now? Can we kill it? To me, it's over. It's done. It's over. I'm sorry. March is not your fucking month anymore, dude.
No. And Michigan State fan. Sitting on this little panel here, I'm going to call for his retirement now.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I think the game has changed to the point where Izzo's way does not work.
Wow. So, like, that little thing at halftime of the UCLA game, did that bother you? I've seen both sides of the argument on this.
I'm going to say no, but it wasn't necessary.
Okay. It didn't bother me one bit because – if he hit him, all right, I see your beef.
Right.
I see your beef. He was mad. This is what he does. You know, going to Michigan State, you know this is what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting in your face, and then you're a disrespectful ass, and you start walking away from him. Like, you don't do that.
And it's part of why I'm calling for his retirement at this point, right. Using air quotes. He is a very good coach with the way things used to be acceptable.
Right. Yeah, which
there are certain things you just can't do to kids anymore. Right. They don't respond to
them. Don't. And you're right, you're 100% right about that. And that's why I think Juwan at Michigan, he gets He gets these guys.
He somehow has managed to get what's a basketball team, like 13, 14 guys?
Roughly, yeah, 12-ish. Okay. Yeah, 12, 13.
He's got a group of 12 guys that he doesn't have to scream at, doesn't have to yell at, and he has got them all convinced to buy into what he's saying right now. Which right now, when it comes to the youth of this country, is damn near impossible to do.
Right, and we've seen Juwan do it a couple times with his players.
Yeah. He's been doing a fantastic job.
But they squashed the beef like right then and there. It's over.
It was going to. I always felt it was going to take somebody really special to take that program from what Beilein had turned it into and improve on it.
Yeah,
because Beilein, when it came down to X's and O's, one of the better basketball coaches I've seen probably in the last 15 years. But then you bring Juwan along, and now it's the other side of the game that he's improving these kids on.
Yeah, because he, like I said, I think he gets today's athlete.
Yeah.
Especially because he has a kid that is this age, so he gets it.
The potential for this program, and I'm not going to say this year, because once you lost Livers, I'm going to be honest. I have you losing next weekend.
I also have them losing.
I'm not thrilled with it. I would love to see Michigan finally win.
Yep.
They've been to two, but I just think Florida State's going to be too much for them to handle.
And they got boned in one of them against Louisville.
Did you just say you'd love Michigan to win?
Dude, it's a very common thing for people to think that I hate Michigan.
Well, yeah.
I hate Michigan fans. Truth be told, I probably watch more Michigan football and Michigan basketball than I do any other school.
So you do what Michigan fans say Michigan fans do, is watch Michigan. Okay.
Like, I am the guy, and I do. I root for them as well.
Right.
I'm not sitting there hoping they lose.
Right.
Now, I find it hysterical when they do lose a game that they're supposed to win, because I'm not on social media talking shit and everything.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
But I've seen so many people, this year especially. I mean, the way that Michigan State game went for the play-in game, I saw people ripping them left and right. And then the first half of the game yesterday, all those people were, like, too afraid to say anything.
Weird how that works.
Right. I don't understand the mentality of a fan like that.
No, I don't either.
Like, do I like the school? No. But do I enjoy watching what they do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a football school that in reality is now a basketball school. But whichever way you look at it, they put out a pretty damn good product most of the time.
Most of the time. And it was nice last night to see them kind of like go, I guess, retro and go with the yellow jerseys and the black shoes and the black socks. They kind of go Fab Five
gives
style.
Me such a fucking headache.
God, I love that jersey combination. It was cool to see it.
I look at their yellows like I look at those stupid lime green Michigan State jerseys.
Oh, no. Those yellow jerseys are sweet, man.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I was going to say I would disagree with that one, too. Those lime green ones are fucking awful.
Oh, the lime green ones are hideous.
I love the – because you're right. They're throwbacks, though.
Yeah.
They're throwbacks, and the one thing I can at least say is it is maize. It is their team color.
Yeah, it's not fucking Sharpie highlighter green or whatever the fuck color you want
to
call it.
But when it comes to watching the games with bright-ass yellow jerseys on the screen or neon green, like, it just gives me a fucking headache.
It's like when the hockey team wears their yellow jerseys. I think they're freaking with the script Michigan across it. Freaking sweet.
Those aren't bad jerseys.
I have one in the closet.
At least it's not sitting right there actually, where the blue one is.
I actually wore it one of these episodes.
Probably.
Way back, but I don't remember which one it was. But
the only thing I remember is your Sega Saturn football kit.
Oh, my second one? Or the Dreamcast one?
Might have been the Dreamcast one. Yeah. I remember that.
Nice. But overall, this tournament, honestly, it's God, Oral Roberts, you know, upsetting, you know, two pretty good fucking teams.
Well, at this point, and it was a question I was going to pitch to the two of you here.
More Oral.
Listen, everybody should be excited. This next weekend, everybody gets more Oral. Roberts.
That's a... I was going to say,
that's where you needed the Price is Right thing. Theme when you lose.
We have teams like Loyola, like Oral Roberts, and this isn't just a fluke. Both of these teams have done this in the past few years, and they're still getting rated so low.
Because they're mid-major.
Right.
That's it. That's all.
Are these games really upsets, or are these conferences just not being respected to the point that they've earned.
The joke of the NCAA and death to the NCAA, by the way.
Yeah, they're...
You fucking idiots. Mark Emmert should be punched in the face repeatedly. Anyways, they look at mid-majors as redheaded stepchildren. That's all they do. And it's sad because there's a lot of teams that, like, there should have been at least another mid-major in ahead of Michigan State. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. There should have been, 100%.
I agree.
But, of course, they're not marquee or anything like that. They don't bring fans. They don't bring in money.
No, they're so not going to make the arena sound like fucking WrestleMania, which is what the Michigan game sounded like last night compared to what we've had for a year now.
So it's and it's sad, but that's just how the NCAA is run, and it's how the NCAA always will run until somebody finally burns that motherfucker to the ground, which needs to happen.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. The NCAA is a joke.
And also this stuff with the women's tournament and the men's tournament and and these bubbles and shit. And then you see,
that's pathetic.
What an absolute fucking disgrace that was.
It's pathetic.
And the funny thing is this asshole Mark Emmert didn't think anybody would fucking notice it.
Right.
And then he fucking doubled down on it. He's like, well, we didn't. It was a space issue. No, it wasn't.
No, there was plenty of space where you didn't have anything for them to use.
Literally, like one of the players showed all the excess space there was to give them the same equipment that the men had. But no, Mark Emmert, being a fucking idiot, says, no, we didn't have the space. Not thinking that people would actually be pissed off about this.
Right.
And it's like, dude, this is why people hate your organization. This is why people hate you.
Well, they're pathetic.
It's extremely outdated at this point.
It's incredibly outdated. So, I mean, props to Dick's Sporting Goods. They stepped up and, you know, they delivered a shitload of equipment to the women's bubble. That's honestly good. That's good on them, man.
Good PR.
100%.
And if nothing else, that's what you get from it. And that's worth more than anything.
Right. But like I said, death to Mark Emmert, not literal death, but death to Mark Emmert and death to the NCAA.
Death to his job.
Yes.
Yeah, death of the NCAA, I'll back on that one.
And today he comes out, he says, well, I'm handling the investigation of this. Oh, good. Oh, everything will get solved now.
Did you see that he was also, he's willing to meet with the players who are now involved in whatever the hashtag is for this.
That's like a person getting in trouble with the law and going, don't worry, guys. I'm going to handle my own investigation.
Exactly.
I'm going to investigate myself on this crime.
It's literally that.
What?
That's exactly what it is.
I'm going to investigate myself on this crime. I'll get to the bottom of this. Don't worry about
it. This is the NCAA who has literally allowed certain schools to conduct their own investigations into actual shit.
Right. Like actual criminal behavior.
Yeah. Like Ohio State and their pay to play or whatever was going on there.
You look at the NCAA, they say like they're the watchers of... You know, who the fuck is watching them?
Right. Who's the watcher of the watcher?
Right, exactly.
Who polices the police?
Right. You know,
they're the police in the situation. Who's policing them?
Yeah.
Anyways, so, but yeah, back to these mid-majors and just some of the upsets that we've seen over the course of the tournament so far.
Well,
I fucking love it.
I enjoy it.
And especially not having a bracket this year.
Yeah.
It's even better.
Yeah. I'm with you there. Like
I've hit on Oral Roberts twice with these upsets and hit for pretty good money, too.
Wow.
You love Oral.
I love it. Who doesn't?
I was going to say, who doesn't? Who doesn't love Oral Roberts? They're a good story, you know?
It's just like Sister Jean.
No.
No.
No. Even though I will say Loyola Chicago is one of those ones that I did call. I said they could have a decent run here. They're one of the lower seeded teams that could have a decent run.
Teams that just don't get the respect that they deserve.
No.
Yep. I mean, Oregon State, I didn't see them beating Oklahoma State, and
didn't either.
They knocked Oklahoma State out, and I actually really liked Oklahoma State to take it far in the tournament.
A lot of people did. Especially
how many teams? So we picked our final four, right?
Oh, I got shot to hell the first fucking weekend.
How many teams do you have left in there? I have two, I believe.
I have Houston, and I have Gonzaga.
I don't remember who I took in the South.
I took I took Ohio State, and I took Houston, and I took Gonzaga, and I forgot the other fucking team I took.
See, I took Alabama. State. I took Alabama, Oklahoma. Yeah.
No,
State.
I got three left. Nice.
Gonzaga, Alabama, Oklahoma State got beat for me, and I don't remember who I took in the South. I'll have to re-listen to last week's show and actually being that I didn't fill out a bracket, yeah. I don't remember who the fuck I took in that bracket.
Right? I just like betting on the games. Like, if I see a team's down to like 5 at halftime.
Yeah.
Throw it on that money line on the team that's losing. Sweet.
Yep.
I'm trying to bring up my bracket right now so I can tell you.
Well, West Virginia really fucked you, didn't they?
Dude. I thought it was golden. Right before that game, I was like, this is looking, you know, West Virginia's a decent team that I thought might not face any of those upsets. Right. And
I watched that entire game. Shit. I watched that entire game, and the first half of that game, West Virginia looked like they'd never played basketball ever. And
that's the downfall with actually him and I, Joe and I were talking about it before you had came in the room last week before the show. And I told him when they're hot and they're shooting well, I believed in that opportunity, in that possibility.
100%.
But when they didn't.
And then freaking Boeheim's kid is just raining it from three, like from like, you know, between like half court to 3-point line, just wherever he shot it from was going in.
I am liking Syracuse right now.
This is what I like about Syracuse. If they get into the tournament, they generally always make noise.
They always show up.
Yeah. Unlike Kansas. Fuck Kansas.
So I'm sitting every fucking year. 42% on my bracket.
Kansas got blown out.
And don't get me wrong. I love when Kansas gets the shit kicked out of them in basketball, especially for that fucking program. He cheats constantly. But they every year. They prove it. They get blown out every year.
They lost by 34 fucking points. Hmm. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's you might as well not even made the show. You might as well not even showed up.
Yeah, I lost two of my final four picks these past couple of days. I had Texas, Texas and Gonzaga, and I had Baylor, West Virginia.
Hook 'em, baby.
They shit the bed,
dude. Shaka Smart is that he might be one of the most overrated coaches in college basketball.
They were looking decent this year too.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting them to win it all, but I figured it was appropriate to say they were back.
Oh, like Texas football?
Yes, like Texas football.
Always, we're back.
But
they're always back.
Always.
No, I'm sitting at a very shitty 42% on my bracket.
Yeah, that's not very good.
With the way the upsets and everything have worked, I'm not too disappointed at 42%.
That's fair.
Definitely not winning money off of this thing.
No. You know what is fair though?
What's up?
I thought you were going to go to a. I thought you were going to.
No,
I saw the. I
don't know, Joe. Tell us what's fair.
You know what's fair? Are you tired of going from dealership to dealership looking for an automobile or a boat? Get in touch with Land and Sea Motorsports. They specialize in finding you the car, truck, or boat you're in the market for. They're very fair. At Land and Sea Motorsports, tell them the type of vehicle and features you want. They will find one to fit your budget. They also offer shrink wrapping and winterization for all boats and jet skis. If your boat or vehicle need any repairs or cleaning, they offer a full detail division as well. So give them a call at 586-484-9798 or visit their website at landandseamotorsports.com. That's landandseamotorsports.com.
Nice. I was actually going to do mine after we did the picks.
I was just throwing out there as a joke, and the joke backfired because then I had to make a read. But, you know, whatever.
Well, you said you know what's fair. Like, we're both sitting here like, I don't know what.
What? I thought you had something behind that.
I went, oh shit, he's trying to set Chris up.
I didn't look and see you didn't have your read pulled up, but you're normally right about this time is when you kind of throw in.
That's true.
You do your whole lead in off of what we're talking about, and I just thought that was a good lead.
I wanted to get the picks in first.
We should do that. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the picks.
You've had plumbing problems. You're definitely not alone. The next time you have an issue, there's only one place to call. Go to Pro Plumbing. They're a local family-owned company with 15 years of experience. Based in Centerline, they serve the Metro Detroit area, keeping your pipes clean and flowing with fair prices and happy customers. They're open 7 days a week for all your plumbing needs. The knowledgeable and experienced staff will keep you informed of their progress every step of the way to make your experience as smooth as possible. Call GoToProPlumbing today at 586-250-2881. That's 586-250-2881. Go to Pro Plumbing. When your pipes won't flow, call the pro.
It's time!
Time for the picks. We got to start keeping track of these fucking things when we make things from the.
I mean, at this point, fuck it.
Fair enough.
No, we really do need to start keeping track of.
Yeah, we absolutely do. Frank, you want to start us off?
Sure, we can. As soon as we can pull these things up, we can let you know what we're betting on this week.
Oh, good, dead air. Nice.
That's what she said. No, I think I can lead it off.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah.
All right. So my first bet here that I'm going to lead you into is an NBA bet for tonight. I like the 76ers tonight. There's no Curry playing for the Warriors tonight, and it's a -3 or -4 depending on where you're at. They're giving up 3 or 4 points. I like the 76ers to cover that tonight, and I also like the under in this game as well, being that there is no Curry. Draymond Green is a little injured. There's a lot of injuries.
Oh, you mean the self-proclaimed best defensive player ever?
Yeah, I just saw that on the way here.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's a joke.
Come on, wow. Dude.
I was,
but then
I was thrown off when I saw that.
And Embiid is out for the 76ers. I like the 76ers to cover that spread, and I also like the under in this game. If you parlay them together in the same game parlay, I do like that a lot.
I'm going to stick with that game. And I didn't know that Embiid wasn't playing, so I actually like this better even a little bit more. I'm going to take Ben Simmons to score 25 points, the Sixers to win, little parlay action at plus set going off at plus 750.
Oh, that's nice.
And I said I didn't even know Embiid was playing, and I definitely didn't know Steph Curry.
Yeah, he's been out with a he twisted his knee pretty bad. He's been out for a while, actually.
All right then. Yeah. So I actually like that bet even more now. Sweet. Yeah.
Sticking to the basketball. I am actually going to be taking the Nets to cover 4-point spread against the Trailblazers tonight. It's part of a parlay I took. It was nothing.
I would actually take the Blazers in that game, but that's just me, because it's in Portland.
It is in Portland. They are without Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
But
is KD even playing?
I believe he's playing. I believe he's going to play.
I'm going to piggyback off of that. I don't have a pick for you in this game, right, other than I would take the over. The over is 236. Mm.
I think in the NBA you almost have to take the over.
I would definitely take the over in that game. Some games I don't. Obviously the 76ers and Warriors. Yeah. I just think that game is not going to hit the over. It could be wrong. Everything points to the under in that game for me. But in this game, the Nets and the Blazers, the Blazers can put up 136 on their own, let alone the Nets putting up over 100, period.
Right.
I think this game spells over completely, so I would take the over in that game.
All right. It's moving on to I got a little super boost bet of a FanDuel. It's with the Blackhawks Lightning game tonight. I'm taking Steven Stamkos to not only score a goal but Tampa Bay to win, going off at plus 325.
Wait, Blackhawks are playing the Panthers tonight.
Dallas. I'm sorry.
Your favorite jerseys.
I was like, wait a second.
Oh, the white ones?
Yeah. The Stormtroopers.
Or the Michigan State-looking ones that they have, the neon green. God, those are hideous. My fault. I do have a Blackhawks.
Okay, I was like, wait a second.
But yeah, Stamkos to score and Tampa Bay to beat Dallas, because apparently Dallas can't beat them. Like, this entire season.
I don't think they have this entire season.
Right. Since the Stanley Cup last year.
No, yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, going up at plus 325, I'll throw a few bucks on it. Sure, why not?
And Stammer's somebody who's going to get 20, 25 minutes of ice time, so there's no reason he's not.
Might get one on the power play or something like that.
Yeah, you're going to have plenty of chances with him.
For sure. Yeah, I like that one.
Coming over to me or you go to you?
You got one, Frank?
Yeah, we got for this upcoming weekend, I do not have the odds on it yet, but I'm going to let you know a little UFC talk. We've got the Ngannou-Stipe Miocic fight.
Who?
Stipe Miocic.
Never heard of him.
From Joe's favorite state of Ohio.
Oh.
I just because he's a Browns fan.
Yeah.
And I know Chris fucking hates Ohio, so.
1,000%.
But
that's the best thing to do in Ohio is leave.
I went back last night and I rewatched the first fight the two gentlemen had. You guys do this, and then I have the hardest time trying to keep my composure and try to talk.
This is fantastic.
But so I went back and I watched the Stipe Francis fight from the first time around from 220. Stipe kept him on the ground and just wore him out. I don't see this weekend going any different. I'm quite sure Stipe will be the favorite in the fight. But
who?
Stipe.
Never heard of him.
Miocic.
Miocic.
The guy who I said was from Ohio that Joe liked.
Okay.
Stipe. Miocic.
All right, man.
But
I actually know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's going to be the favorite in the fight. He's right now the reigning heavyweight champion.
So I should bet on him?
I would stick with the favorite in that fight.
Okay.
I mean, I might have to look. Francis, if Francis can get a hold of him, he can knock him out one punch, no problem.
Okay.
But just the way that Stipe fights, if he gets that fight to the ground.
It's over.
He kept him there for five straight rounds, kept weight on him and wore him out.
I might have to look into that.
And I'm sure FanDuel will have some sort of boost on
it. I think they do probably. Already. Yeah.
Do they already have one?
I think they already do.
Check that out then.
My last bet for the day is going to be I'm going to take the Florida Panthers playing the Blackhawks.
You can piggyback.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to take them giving up a goal and a half in this game. The Blackhawks are just not playing very well. And Florida Panthers, for some reason, are playing really, really
well. They're really good.
Took that money line.
Yeah. Florida Panthers have dominated the series. They're 4-0 against the Blackhawks this season. So take them giving up a goal and a half. I think it's a pretty safe bet.
I'm also going to stick with that game, Hawks and Panthers. However, I'm going to take the Blackhawks, and I'm going to take the under 6.5. Especially with hockey, man. I don't know. I just like the under in that game. I think it's going to be a defensive struggle.
The one game I'm looking at tonight that I've bet on two of the games that we've discussed already. The other one I'm looking at is actually Philly and New Jersey. Philly is the favorite, but the way New Jersey plays, like Philly is an incredibly mediocre team.
Oh yeah, they play some of the most boring hockey I've ever seen. But then again, Philly, if they're starting Carter Hart, which I'm assuming they are,
I believe that's who's starting.
Who looks like he looks like a sieve right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like he looks like Swiss cheese. It's bad. Go with where you're going.
I'm going to be actually taking the Devils in this game,
right? Yeah.
For that exact reason. Say,
that's kind of what I was kind of
Philly,
in that direction. Yeah,
Philly is an incredibly mediocre team, and the Devils get hot and they cool off. They get hot, they cool off, and they've been kind of I'm not going to say on a tear right now, but they've been playing some decent hockey. So I've got the Devils actually in that game.
Nice. My last one is for the Sweet 16. Oral Roberts, baby, against Arkansas at plus 460. Take it.
I don't know if I'm taking them to win, but I'm definitely taking them to cover.
All right, I took them straight on the money. Dude, that's a big spread.
It's 11 points.
Yeah,
spread.
I saw that. I don't know, man. I'm just gonna
have no problem covering.
I've won with them twice. I'm riding it.
Keep riding that Oral, bro.
That's right, brother. That's it. That's all I got.
All right, those are the picks.
Yeah, I think at worst they'll cover.
Yes. You know who else will cover? My guy Jason Stiltner at Flagstar Bank.
Bam.
That's right. Do you know now is a great time to purchase a home or even refinance your existing home? Call my favorite mortgage loan officer, Jason Stiltner at Flagstar Bank. Trust me, he'll give you the top-notch service that you're looking for. Flagstar is currently offering a 0% down home purchase program. However, the program won't last long, but the rates are incredibly low. So give my guy Jason Stiltner a call today at 248-675-0675. Trust me, you don't want to miss this great opportunity. The number again is 248-675-0675. Flagstar Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 27546.
Happy Chinooka.
That's right.
Very nice.
Very nice.
All right, so we have a few other things we want to get into. Yes. Where do you guys want to go from here right now? Where's our next go-to? You want to do Grinds My Gears?
Yeah, let's do Grinds My Gears.
All right. Chris, you leading it off?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll really do it. Grinds My Gears. So this past weekend, I was watching the opening weekend of the tournament, enjoying a delicious burger. I'm not gonna give out the name of the place, but it was obviously one of the best burgers I've ever had.
I saw you tag it, so yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Honestly, one of the best burgers I've ever had. Anyways, I have a couple beers and, watching the games and, eat my burger. And then this fucking guy, and I don't know why people feel it's okay to do this, starts, they were calling their fucking pharmacy and like talking is like loud enough that the entire fucking bar could hear this conversation.
Why are you calling your pharmacy at the bar?
First of all, yes. Why are you calling your pharmacy while you're sitting in a fucking bar and you're like half fucking wasted already?
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure half the medications you probably take at that point say do not mix with alcohol.
Like, I don't. Like, I don't understand what possesses people to do this, to have, like, personal conversations, like, in crowded fucking places. Like, go outside, man. It was a nice day that day. Go outside and have your fucking conversation.
Even if it's not a nice day, you're talking about your prescriptions. Right, go exactly. The fuck outside.
But he proceeded to do this twice. I didn't even understand what the other conversation was about. But it's like, dude, I'm here to watch the game, have a few beers, talk with whomever I'm with. I don't need to hear your fucking personal conversation, man. Nobody wants to fucking hear that. Go outside.
Sit here while you refill your Lipitor.
Like, Jesus, man. Yeah, right. Fucking.
Fucking Valtrex.
So that's my, that's, yeah, your Valtrex. Little extra cheese on the taco.
Dude's at the bar refilling his Valtrex fucking script, like, dude, go the fuck outside. Nobody wants to hear
exactly.
That.
Exactly. It's not our fault you hooked up with a burner, bro.
Right.
Always check the quality of the turf before stepping out of the field, dude.
Oh, shit.
We're going to have to stop making jokes soon enough.
Hey, Frank.
So this is a topic that I've normally stayed away from. I've kind of let you guys handle this, but I was watching things this past weekend, past week, I should say, when they made the Goff trade official.
Yep.
And I was watching the way people were reacting to Stafford leaving. At first, you know, when the trade was first announced, everybody was, oh, you know, Stafford will miss you, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I got no problem with that. He was a decent quarterback. He wasn't winning anything, but it is what it is.
Right.
Then this past week happened, and some of the things that I saw people saying about Matthew Stafford and what this organization should do to honor him is a total fucking joke. Like, yep. There's no other way for me to word that.
Yep.
Joe was telling us earlier, they're trying to get Brush Street renamed. Absolutely fucking not.
Nope.
First of all, why are you going to rename a street for a man playing for another football team right now? That's my first problem with it.
If you're going to name it after anybody, rename it for a tiger.
I mean, that would make sense. Or Barry. Or
Barry, yeah.
I mean, whatever. Hell, Megatron's going to the Hall of Fame. If you want to name it for somebody, you can put him on that list.
But name it for Matthew Stafford?
But we're going to name it for the starting quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams. Okay.
Sounds about right for Lions logic. Yeah,
yeah, that's one way we can do things. The other thing that I saw them calling for was for the Lions to retire his number.
No.
Here's...
They'll do it.
And I don't doubt that it's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. 100% but it's going to happen.
Here, my two cents for what it's worth, you're doing what you always do. You're essentially hanging up a playoff banner.
Mm-hmm.
You're honoring a very good player that was in your organization for a period of time, who won absolutely fucking nothing. Those names, the Ring of Honor, is supposed to be reserved for the greatest players to ever play the game, or the players that took your franchise to the promised land that you've never fucking been to begin with.
Or players that were wearing your jersey and you went into the Hall of Fame playing in that jersey.
And that's acceptable as well.
Right. Which Stafford, numbers-wise, I think eventually he will get in.
He better not be a first ballot.
Oh God, no!
I think eventually he'll get in, and if down the road, eventually, once he gets in, the Lions want to honor him by putting him in the Ring of Honor or retiring his number,
then we're
down
talking the road, a different story.
Then that's a different story. But right now, for fans to be talking about retiring his fucking number when he went to go play for another team,
that's insane.
He's literally still in the league, and he's going to be playing for another team next year. And then you're talking about renaming a fucking
street.
A lot
of you are going to show up to Ford Field if you're allowed in there wearing L.A. Rams jerseys with Matt Stafford on the back.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Oh, it's gonna happen.
You're right, and that's gonna be fucking ridiculous.
And no comment to Jared Goff coming here. I'm of the wait and see idea with him, but I understand being heartfelt to an athlete that was here.
Yeah.
If there's one I don't understand why you react that way, it's Matthew Stafford. He wasn't vocal. He wasn't coming. Like, yes, he did things for the community.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the leader that you're so used to in sports. He wasn't Miggy when Miggy was doing everything in the city. He wasn't Iserman or any of those guys, any of the Pistons from 04 who were doing shit around the city. This is a guy who basically just stayed behind closed doors. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Mm. That's what he wanted to do.
You can.
Why do you see Hollywood sign with him and how he should be looked at?
I mean, no,
when the reality is he was a mediocre player.
I mean, I know he did a lot of charity work and things like that, and that's all fine, awesome. That's great, but on field stuff, no, stop.
And you can be all those things, stay behind closed doors, be less outspoken.
Yeah,
if you're winning, if you're not a winning, like you didn't win anything here, you didn't take this team and win playoff games. You didn't even win a playoff game. And yet,
but we got screwed against Dallas.
Yeah, that's Frank. I completely agree with you on that one. I completely agree with you.
It was something that I sat there and I said, Joe and Chris normally do grind my gears, but I think this week I'm jumping in.
Nice.
I'm happy you jumped in.
You should do it more often.
And I know you guys think that way, but at the same time, I save it for something that really just irritates me.
That's a good one.
And the way that people look at Stafford anymore is just a fucking joke.
I think it's a really good one. Nicely done.
It is. It is.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All right. What really grinds my gears is not sports related, which, you know, we try to keep some sports related, but really it's just kind of what grinds our gears.
100%.
And I think you two are going to relate to this one. And I think everybody out there can relate to this one.
I was going
to
say, if we're talking about just like anything, can I talk about work for the next?
Trust me, I will absolutely join you in that fucking conversation. My boss is a fucking moron.
It's funny you say that because this one is about your fellow employees who can't act their wage.
Oh, God, yeah.
Act your wage.
Right.
You don't need to worry about what everybody else in the fucking plant is doing. You don't need to worry about what everybody else in your area is doing. Are you a boss?
Worry about you. What affects you?
Do you get paid to be a boss?
Right.
No. Shut the fuck up. Go out there and do your fucking job. That's all you have to worry about.
Yep.
Don't worry about who's on break and how many breaks they take. Don't worry about who's smoking outside. Don't worry about anything else but your job. You come in, you do your job, and you go the fuck home. That's all you have to worry about. Act your wage. Worry about shit that's in your realm. You don't get paid to be a boss. You're not a boss for a fucking reason. Shut your fucking mouth and do your fucking job.
One caveat I will add to that is if said person that's complaining about it, complaining about another person like not doing their job, and it's affecting your job, fine, say something.
Yeah, anything that affects you or your job is completely fair.
But if somebody else is doing something that has no impact on you, you're right, Joe. Shut the fuck up.
There's this in particular person that I'm thinking of is, and it happens all the time, but just one that happened, and this literally happened today. We were talking about it. He just worries about every other person but himself.
Right.
About who's taking breaks with who, who's doing what, and I sit in an area where I don't necessarily work all the time. I'm kind of all around. But my desk is in this one area, and I'm hearing all these things about, oh, well, she's out in the smoke shack all day long, and she's doing this, and this person's doing this, and this person's doing this. I'm thinking to myself,
like, why do you care?
Why is it any of your fucking business?
Could you imagine what they're being doing? In that dude's family, though? Like, if he pays that much attention to who's at work,
oh, good Lord.
Doing what?
It's ridiculous.
Like, he's definitely the guy who has the Ring doorbell, but has a camera inside the house, too, so he can watch what everybody's so doing while he's at work.
Right, right.
It's insane, man. Worry about your own shit. Act your wage. You don't get paid to worry about everybody else.
I concur with this 100%. Yes.
Yes.
I dig it. Unless you got anything else? I only had the one this week.
You know what? I do have one more. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
Why can't people learn how to drive through a roundabout?
I fucking hate roundabouts, but I know how to drive through them.
I don't necessarily like roundabouts, but the only reason I don't like them is because everybody who comes to a roundabout, it's like they have an aneurysm and forget how to drive completely. They just literally shut down in their car. And it's like they start to panic and have anxiety about what they're supposed to do.
You want to see some real fun with a roundabout? YouTube some videos from Massachusetts. They got like 10-lane roundabouts.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
If you get stuck in the middle of one of those, you're dead.
The most we have here is like a 3-lane roundabout on Van Dyke.
Yep.
Like it's not that hard, people.
It's not
that fucking hard. First of all, you don't stop unless you really have to. It's a yield sign. You know what yield means? You yield to oncoming traffic, and if there is no oncoming traffic, you fucking go.
Yes.
I despise roundabouts only for the simple fact that the people that drive through them are fucking morons.
Now, I know they're relatively new here.
But they've been around long enough.
Right. We got a couple years here.
Yeah, at this point, they've been around long enough.
By this point, you should absolutely know how to drive through a roundabout. Yes, I agree with you.
If I had a beater car, I would want to just ram into every one of those motherfuckers. Like, just push them out there.
Yeah.
So, that, like, get the hint. Go.
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 Go. Yes, 100%.
Go. All right. That's what...
You know what really grinds my gears?
That's a solid one.
That's what that is.
Yeah, I like that. Nice.
So.
That's a good one. I actually agree with you on that. It's just people in general. Like, I'm driving home today. I'm driving down Woodward. Woodward, you know, is like a 45 mile an hour road, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this asshole in front of me literally is doing like 35.
Oh,
and I couldn't get over because the asshole next to us was doing like 37. And it's like, what the fuck?
What are you doing?
Like, this is a 45 mile an hour. You should be going at least 50. What's wrong with you?
That's where you just kind of slow her down. Then you get over a couple of lanes and fucking blow by all of them.
Yeah. I just, like, the traffic in the lane behind me was kind of like spaced out like perfectly. So I couldn't
basically
do that.
So they were working as a unit. Oh, yeah. Just, like, yeah.
A network of stupidity just blocking you in. 100%. So you can't make it. All you want to do is make it home. And they're just blocking you in because they're morons.
But if somebody's driving like a dick, I'm all for people working together to block that person in.
Oh, yeah.
To ruin their day.
Yes.
But if you're driving and just trying to be about your business, drive the speed limit, no. There's no fucking reason for it.
Right.
Yep.
But that was kind of like my best one, I suppose.
All right. So there's one thing here. I don't know what you guys got next, but there's one thing that I read. I just have to mention it. The Cubs prospect...
Oh,
21 pounds.
Ooh. Jesus Camargo was busted with...
His name was Jesus?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, man. Camargo was busted with 22 pounds of meth.
Walter White would be proud.
Like,
that's a lot of meth.
I don't... Listen, I'm not a drug expert, and I definitely don't know anything about meth. But I know for a fact, 22 pounds of meth is not like a weekend habit.
Oh, no.
Like, that's...
No.
Like, that's... That's distribution. Like, that's like, and why do you have that in your bag at training camp?
Yeah, why do you, like, especially at training camp?
What are you doing with it in your bag at training camp? Like, obviously, that 22 pounds, somebody gave that to you to distribute.
And you probably grabbed the wrong bag.
You should have done that before training camp.
My bad.
Opens it up. He's like, fuck. Shit, I brought my meth. I didn't bring my cleats.
Shit. God damn, I grabbed the wrong bag.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's insane. That's like,
hey, coach, I got to go back home. I brought my meth bag and not my cleat bag.
I will say, whoever taught that man how to invest did a decent job, though. You can, if you're going to spend your money, you're going to turn it into meth. You're going to make more money off the meth. That's a decent investment.
And
don't get caught.
He's diversifying. He's playing baseball and making money and distributing meth and making money. He's diversifying. I get it. It's just be a little smarter about it. Don't take your meth to training camp.
No, that's...
Somebody was counting on you to sell that shit.
Right.
Just saying.
Like, that person's probably going to find you.
Right.
And if you weren't selling it and that was yours for personal use, I think you need to come in and we need to have a conversation.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, 22 pounds of meth. Like I said, I'm not an expert on it, but that's not just a weekend have fun habit.
That's a lot of meth.
That's a lot of fucking meth, man.
I was going to say, we need to remind you of a man named Jose Fernandez. What drugs did to him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Wow. Like, I read that story, and I was like, holy shit, yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Speaking of stories.
Yeah.
Again, we have to preface this. This
big
is,
one.
This is allegations.
Yep.
This is nothing. It's proven. It's all allegations at this point. But Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, Frank, did you say it's 14?
Yeah. I think it's 14 current filed lawsuits.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
There's 14 lawsuits, and there's a multitude more of women who have come forward alleging sexual violations.
He was trying to get a little sucky.
Yeah. And multiple other things, which we're not going to discuss that. You can read into it on your own if you want to. I read some of it and I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay then.
And again, just got to state this. It's all allegations at this point. He's not been convicted of anything. He's not confessed anything. In this country, let's get back to you're innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
But this is a story in sports right now. We do want to talk about it just a little bit.
Right. Now, if these allegations are in fact true, bury his ass.
Agreed.
Bury his ass.
Agreed.
But like we were talking about before the show, if all these allegations turn out to be false,
then bury the women who claim it.
Bury the women and bury the fucking lawyers and the Texans owner who put him up to it.
So we talked about this before the show, and I'm just going to throw this out there for the public because this is the way I felt for a long time, and I'm going to throw this out there. The way I feel is in these kind of lawsuits and these kind of litigations, when the women come forward, it needs to be taken serious, and you need to take it seriously. You need to figure out the truth. But when it comes down to it, you figure out the truth. You prosecute no matter what, which way. So if a man is facing certain allegations and it's proven that the woman is falsifying her allegations, she should face the same prosecution that man would have faced for those sexual allegations. And that's the only way you're going to get through having false allegations brought out like this. If that is the case, right. You know, we've seen other times where there was false allegations and we've seen plenty of times where there weren't. Mm-hmm. The thing should be get to the truth of it and prosecute either way. And I agree with you, Chris. If this is true, then bury him. If it's false, then bury everyone on the other side.
Right.
Because that's fucking bullshit.
And like we talked about earlier, the kind of the odd thing about this, which I don't believe is coincidental at all, but the lawyer who is representing these women just happens to be neighbors with the owner of the Houston Texans. And as we've talked about on the show previously, Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston, and other players have come forward talking about the Houston Texans organization, how it's a quote-unquote racist organization, and just basically dragging the team's name through the mud, which, again, I'm not a Houston Texans fan. I don't know much about the organization other than it's mediocre at best. But I have heard a decent amount of things from former players who they all kind of share the same story. And then when Deshaun Watson says he wants out, he wants a trade, and now all of a sudden you're getting all these allegations of sexual misconduct, I do find it kind of odd. Again, I'm not saying that this didn't happen.
I was going to say it's extremely coincidental.
Right. I said I'm not saying it didn't happen, and I'm saying it did happen. I just find the timing of this incredibly odd.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And look at it now. If you're looking at it from that perspective, what team is going to take him on right now?
From what I've been reading, there's still teams willing to trade for him.
Is there really?
Yes.
Because I just look at it as any team that trades for him right now could be, if these allegations are true, could be left holding the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Because they trade for him, and all of a sudden these allegations do pan out to be true. You're standing there. You just traded 3 first-round draft picks and a player or two.
Yep.
And now you're on the hook for his money. Now, obviously, you won't be on the hook for the money if these are true.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think with these allegations on board, though, you cannot be willing to give up 3 first.
Oh, God, no.
Like, that's what I'm looking at right now. I don't know what team would be willing to trade the original trade value. Now, depending on what the value is, maybe you are willing to take that and possibly be left holding the bag, so to speak.
Right.
If these allegations are true. But this definitely puts a damper on, one, what Houston can get in return for him, but also on the fact that maybe he doesn't get moved at this point, and he's made it clear he'll sit out if he doesn't get moved. So this is just an ongoing saga that's just it blows my mind every day when I read more about it.
Oh, it's like you said, if this shit is true, holy fuck, man.
Right. Like it amazes me. You just never know about people's shit.
No.
And like, if this is true, you just read this and go, wow, man, like, holy Christ. What is wrong with some people?
It is. It's fucking crazy.
But, I don't know. I don't even know what else to say about it because we don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not true. Nobody
knows. Don't want to get into judging anything. No. It's just a story that's in sports right now that we felt we did need to bring up.
Do we think that any of these quarterbacks really are going to get moved, though?
As in, who else are we talking about?
So, Russ was obviously one of the rumored names.
He's not going anywhere.
I feel like at this point, if you turn down three first, Khalil Mack and some other stud,
yeah,
you have no interest in moving.
Unless something goes down at the draft.
And I personally don't understand how they turn that down.
I don't either.
I really don't know how you turn that down. Three first, Khalil Mack, and who else was it? It was another player.
It wasn't like it was some fucking bum.
No, I don't know how you turn that down if you're Seattle. I just don't. If Russell Wilson really doesn't want to play for you, how do you turn down that trade offer? Okay. I don't get it.
But then, you know, we're not seeing anything on the Darnold front. They seem like they're content with keeping him for right now.
I think Darnold gets moved on draft day.
Okay.
I could see Jimmy G going.
I could see that too. I think if you were to give me the option of which one would pan out at draft day, which one to choose, I would go with, I really truly believe Darnold gets moved on draft day, maybe for an extra second or an extra third round pick, or in some sort of weird deal. But I could see Jimmy G getting traded on draft day too.
Yeah.
I think at this point, anything you're going to see is going to come down to draft day.
Okay.
It's like, what was it? Josh Rosen got moved on draft day just for an extra pick. Just for the fuck of it. They're just like, here, just give us a pick. We'll give them to you.
And then didn't he get signed off of somebody's practice squad at some point this year?
Yeah, talk about falling off the planet. And I was never a fan of him in the first place. I never thought he was going to be that great.
And especially when he came out with so many teams or how many ever teams.
Yeah.
I made him in a mistake. Stop.
Well, with that, though, I truly feel, and I wasn't a fan of him on draft day, and I wasn't a fan of him as far as, like, I thought he was going to be a great quarterback, but he really didn't get a fair shake in the league either, though.
No, but here's the thing.
He kind of got cast away twice before he even got a look. You know what I mean? Like,
but if you have it, they're going to give you every opportunity to prove that to keep it going. But the slight opportunities that he did have, he didn't have it, man.
Well, it's in Arizona, he didn't really get much because he kind of split time, and then they completely replaced that regime.
Right.
They drafted Kyler Murray and were like, all right, we're done with you. So he really didn't get much of a fair shake in Arizona. Right.
But like I said, make them keep you. Give them a reason to keep you.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't think no matter what he did, they could have kept him in Arizona.
I was going to say, you're talking about keeping Kyler was first round too, wasn't he?
Yeah, Kyler was number one overall.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you're talking two first round quarterbacks.
Yeah. So
that's going to kill your salary.
But then when he went to Miami, you're right. He didn't do much to prove that he could be the guy. But again, in Miami, I don't think he got much of a look there either. It was kind of.
But you know how the NFL is. Either you got it or you fucking don't. Man.
It's definitely different than it was before in years past. Now you really have to show flashes right away.
Yeah, there's very few organizations that
are cast aside.
We can wait on him. We can just build him up.
Especially with how NFL offenses are run now, they're kind of more adapting towards college style offenses. Mm-hmm. And as you see all these quarterbacks coming out, and they adapt to it in NFL offense incredibly well because that's a lot of the shit they ran in college.
Right.
So you see a lot of these younger quarterbacks doing incredibly well. So you got to be kind of bad to not be able to adapt to the NFL offensive game now, you know, especially with how everything's run now.
The only difference in adapting is at this point is it's faster, right, and all the players are
good.
Alabama.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how else to put it.
Right.
They're all that caliber.
No, I agree with you. I mean, don't get me wrong. The game itself is faster. The players are faster, but like the offensive systems are damn near identical.
It's definitely come around where it used to be almost a totally different game. Where now they're definitely closer in aspect.
Yeah.
Now is that because of stupid players or what? Why did they essentially change it up?
I think it's just the evolution of the game.
Okay.
Yeah, partly
stupid quarterbacks.
It's
understandable.
I think part of it is they wanted to make it easier on players coming into the league. But also they saw what worked in college and kind of went, oh, well, let's try that. Let's try that in the NFL. And and whatever has worked, they've translated it over. There's been plenty of teams that have tried other things from college that didn't translate over, and they just dumped it.
I mean, you saw Jacksonville try to run the Wildcat with Denard when they had
it. Like the Wildcat is one that you rarely see that run anymore because it just didn't translate to the NFL. Now, some teams still run it here and there, but that was
because
one that
there's certain players that can succeed with that type of offense.
In Miami, Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams ran the Wildcat all the time.
Yeah.
And now you hardly ever see it. It's like a gimmick play here and there. Right. And that's it.
No.
So
it's reserved for the Taysom Hills.
Yeah.
Dude, just turn that guy into a tight end and be fucking done with it. Like, honestly.
Oh, speaking of tight ends, I do want to bring this up. I've been hearing more and more.
Okay.
Tell us about tight ends, Joe.
I didn't hear it.
Look at the and butt then, on that one. Then,
please, Joe, tell us about tight ends.
Yeah, he must work out.
I'm going to sit back and get comfortable here for the tight end conversation.
I've been hearing more and more that Detroit is really taking a look at Kyle Pitts.
God, I want this to happen so bad. Do it.
Which, listen, I think over... Frank's gone. I think if you do that, if you're the Lions and you do that,
you shoot him. Listen, somebody fucking shoot him, the whole organization at this point. If we take a fucking tight end, I quit.
I think we have Frank's drop.
That's Frank's drop. Yes. It's basically, what are we, an hour into this? All right.
We got Frank's drop. All right.
An hour and 7 minutes in.
Nice.
So what I'm going to say about this is, listen, the guy is a great talent, right? He's a physical specimen that you just can't have matchups for him, right?
But they expect him to end up being a receiver anyways?
Yes. And that's where I'm going to go with this. If you're going to draft him as a wide receiver, if you project him to be better than Lamar Chase or Waddle or Smith, then in that case, when you draft him on draft day, if the Lions are drafting him, you got to put in there, you're drafting Kyle Pitts, wide receiver out of Florida. You do not announce him as a tight end or you will lose all of the fan base that you just tried to win back.
No, they won't.
You cannot.
If draft we draft him. A tight end, are I you will done? Bite my own fucking knees off.
Wow.
This one, I'm not going to lie. If they draft a tight end, will you be done with them?
Nope.
You won't be, will
you? No, because he has to think about it. He's like, nope. If you have to think about it, no.
No, just because I'm looking at where they're at, best available, because they're still kind of in a best available position.
Making excuses.
No, listen. Rationalizing.
No, listen. I'm not even...
And I'm only defending this if he is going to be a wide receiver. If they're drafting him as a tight end and he plays tight end, no, I'm out.
Okay.
Listen, okay. I will defend this in the simple fact that if they draft him as a wide receiver, I would, as a non-Lions fan, I wouldn't hate it. In that case, they're looking at best available player, and that's right. The case. If that's what they do and they draft him as a wide receiver, it's not a horrible move.
Right.
I think they need to address some other things, but if they really see him as the best available player, period.
If he's best available, he's a wide receiver, you need a wide receiver.
Then in that case, great.
All boxes are checked, and I'm great. Cool with it.
But you have to have him announced as a wide receiver out of Florida. You cannot announce him as the tight end from Florida.
Monday morning after the draft, I am listening to the national media talk about, oh my God, Goff's got all these weapons. He's got Hockenson on one side. Now he's going to have Pitts on the other side. If I got to fucking hear that, I'm going to jump out the window.
I swear to God, I might even do it live on here. It's gonna be like Hernandez and Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah, yes. Except Frank's the one who's gonna end up killing people.
We got another drop.
Nice.
Not literally. Not literally.
That was great.
Not literally.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Nice.
Oh shit! I think we need to get you in a better mood.
Yes.
I think it's time for cameo.
I think it is time for cameo.
And this is gonna put you. This is gonna put you in a better mood, Frank.
Is it
this
the Avery one?
This is your boy.
Yes.
This is your boy. I found another Avery one. This is your boy Sean Avery. And I'll be honest with you, man. Even as not being a big fan as you are, I can't get enough of listening to this dude. He's just funny.
My mom, she loved the Busey one.
Gary Busey.
She loved it.
When I asked for the second cameo last week, I went, these guys are going to fucking kill me for this, but I really want to see what this Gary Busey one's about.
Oh, great. Yeah, my mom loved it.
And I'm glad we got some sort of feedback from people because It was money.
Yeah. There, he's got some more out there too that I'm gonna try to rifle through. And gee, these cameos just keep getting better and better. But this one's Sean Avery, and it actually is pretty funny.
We're gonna keep the mic away so I can not.
Patty boy, it's good to have friends. I'll tell you what. Couple of reasons why. Friends hold us accountable. Every once in a while, everybody gets out of line, right? You know what? And we need to get a little fucking smackety smack. This is a virtual smackety smack with a little bit of a pat, though, too.
A did virtual you get that? Smackety smack?
Did you like that? That was pretty good, right? Evan Schlacker says, Patty, you're a fucking good guy. You're a great guy. You're a great friend. He loves you. But you're a fucking Red Wing fan. And my boy Evan, let's go Rangers, Pop Van Sox, Fatso forgot to shake my hand. Now, Evan, you gotta understand, I'm a little bit torn, okay? Because I got a little Red Wing blood in me. I mean, Stevie Y and the whole gang, you know what I mean? That being said, they are not very good, okay, Pat? It's gonna be a while. So, even though the Rangers and I, who knows, the Rangers are a fucking riddle wrapped in a puzzle. You never fucking know, okay? I just want to talk about a couple of things about? On a personal level, Pat. You're allergic to gluten. I didn't even know. I thought that was a made-up thing by people so that they could be vegan or some shit, okay? You are actually legitimately, scientifically, medically proven to be allergic to gluten. Is that a fucking fact? All right?
Like I was asking him questions.
I want you to pretend like you're not fucking allergic to gluten and see what happens.
I'm serious. Don't do that. No, do not do that.
Right? Here's to a big 2021. Here's to friendship, Evan and Pat. Okay? Here's to us putting the fucking foot to the fucking gas, gentlemen. Foot on the metal. Pedal to the fucking metal, Sean. Clearing the mechanism. All right?
There you go.
Always having each other's backs. First in the pile, last out of the pile. Swing until you hit something, gentlemen. That's the name of the game in 2021. Friendship, brotherhood. The bond is strong, Patty boy. Evan's thinking about you. Sean's thinking about you. Here's to a big year. Let's go Wings. Let's go fucking Rangers. See you, boys.
I feel like we are all dumber having watched that.
I can listen to him talk I'm just because he's so fucking funny no matter what he says.
I'm still trying to process that one.
Right? I don't know. Yeah.
The only thing I gather from this, if you're allergic to gluten, don't try to eat gluten.
No.
My brother is actually scientifically proven to be medically allergic to gluten.
I thought that was fucking made up.
And
I thought that was a made up thing so you could be fucking vegan or something.
I've seen sometimes what happens. I've seen sometimes what happens. That was funny. And no bueno.
It's not good.
We don't want to
no
do good? That.
No, yeah. I thought that was fucking made up so you could be fucking vegan or something. Oh, shit. That's fantastic.
That's great.
All right. Anything else we want to hit on, boys, before we get out of here?
I think I'm going to try to send you the one from earlier in the summer. Maybe we can get that on for next week. Cameo video. The Barnaby one.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Get me that one because I don't think I could be able to find that one, but you have that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we talked about your buddy got that sent to
him. Yeah. That was an actual one that a buddy of mine got.
Yes, send that to me and we will. We'll play that one. We might even play two next week if you can get that one to me. All right, you guys want to do shout outs? Anything else before we get out of here?
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for following
appreciate
us.
It, all appreciate it.
All that good stuff.
All right, excellent. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. Give us a like, a share, and a follow on our social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. You can find all of our all of our podcasts on your favorite podcast provider.
We're about to there say we go. Pop Van.
Poppin' sucks. Fat bastard forgot
Fat
to shake,
so didn't shake his
honestly,
hand.
Honestly, that reminds me of going to a Wings playoff game in '93 when the Leafs were playing the Red Wings, and the entirety of Joe Louis Arena was Poppin' sucks.
Poppin' sucks, yeah. Yep. All right, so back to this. You can find all of our podcasts on your favorite podcast provider. As always, check out our website at SOTDET.com. Again, that's SOTDET.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening and or watching. On behalf of Chris and Frank, I'm Joe. We are Sports on Tap Detroit. See you next Tuesday.
And that is it for us today.
No, God, please, no.
Bye, have a great time.
No, God.
Bye, guys.
No, 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 no.
Bye, buddy.
No.
Goodbye.
No.
Goodbye.
No. No!
It's never goodbye. You know, we've been through our ups and been through our downs.
You were meant to be here tonight.
You guys will always be in my heart.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
I think the most important part is that we all stay together throughout.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Live. Fight like hell. The best thing I've ever done, the best thing I will ever do, is be a dad.
God, I love you guys. Mamba out.